also want to thank all the sponsors, the chareds, and the shuls for always taking care of everything, setting up the paraitis, bringing us into this time. I want to thank Yadid Nafshi, Yaakov Hagler, all the years from the beginning, opening a passage for us, that we are able to reference back to the entire year. I know you do that also. We all do that. We get chizik. Hashem should give you chizik and children and grandchildren. Long healthy years. Amen. Hashem has stopped the long voices upon. Tom Coffin mentioned to me last week, it's interesting how we begin everything with those words. Hashem has stopped, Hashem, you're right. The long voices upon. We're embarrassed. The long voices upon. But there's a nechama that we're embarrassed together. As we go through these days, by the time we get to Ne'ila, Haryani, Lefanacha Kekli Moli Busha, by the time we get to Ne'ila, you feel very, very much alone. Haryani Kekli Moli Busha. We begin with long, Baisha Sapan. The avodah is for each and every one of us to be able to stand and to look at Hashem squarely in the eyes. Anybody who's been over the years, who's been part of our avodah here, the Meha Slichas V'Harach, I think you know that mitzidi, all that I try to do is to speak words of limus chus on Jews, on the Jewish people. The tzaddikim taught us that that's what we're supposed to be oisik in this time of the year, all year, but particularly now. So you know, by the simonim, by the table of Shoshana night, which itself is a very, very deep avodah. We've spoken about it many times over the years. The siman, the signs of who we are, of what we want. So Yiratzon Shiyavuz Chiyuseinu Kerima. We ask, may it be Hashem, may it be your will, that you should increase our merit, our schusim, our schusim, like a rima, like the pomegranate. Now, ever since we're children, and sometimes even as adults, without telling anybody, we count the seeds. The seed is really, really 613. I don't know anybody that's ever had exactly 613 without showing a few along the way. But I was thinking about the words. I was thinking about what we asked for, and I'm so used to asking for this. To try to understand what it means. Shiyavuz Chiyoseinu. And then, throughout this time, Avinu Malkeinu, Kasveinu B'Seif Zechuyos. We're asking Hashem to increase our merits. And we also would like to be written, because Sveinu B'Seifa Zechuyot. We would like to be written in this book of Zechusim of Zechuyot, of merit. And I was thinking, how is it possible, Bechla, to daven for such a thing. Whether one has more or less zechuyos depends not on the Creator throwing in a couple of more things onto the good list. Depends on you and I increasing our zechuyos. Chalal, what is the meaning of sefer zechuyos? Now we know from Chazal, we know from davening, Sefer Chaim, it's a book of life, and other books. But what is the meaning b'sefer zechuyos? To be written in the book of zchusim of merits, the Mamasha. If we've done what we're supposed to do, and we've merited Hashem's loving kindness and forgiveness, so then certainly whatever that book is, we're in. We're in. But if Chalila, a person doesn't have, if a person hasn't earned the schusa, then it seems odd, and even more than odd, it seems to be chutzpah. To ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to increase the schusa, and then to please write us in the Sefer Zechuyos. It's ours. What is this Indian of Yardusli is saying? Sefer Zechuyos. A schus is something you have to earn. That's what we tell our children. That's what we believe in. And that's all that we strive to accomplish. More and more schusim. Less averis and more schusim. Beis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah after Zayin. Everybody knows that there's an Indian by Kiya Shoifer of Irbuv Hasatan of causing the evil one to become confused. With when we blow and how many times we blow. And the kasha, the question that everybody's asking, and from the time that I first heard that there is such a thing as the satan being confused, I became confused. I don't know about the satan, but I was very confused. Ha-tainach, the first year. We've discussed this in the past. This is not my question. Did we show him Tosis? Did we show him all this? The first year that it happens, whatever was changed from the normal Seder, you could understand that the Satan is a little bit thrown off. But we've been doing this for a long time. This is how we live. This is the way we conduct ourselves every year as Hashanah. So you would think that by now, the Satan would figure it out. When Chazal tell us these things, they're talking about something very, very, very deep. Satan being confused. So listen, Chavar, I want to share with you something I saw from the Satan Rav Slusi Yelani Bakal Yisrael. The Satan Rav was explaining this inyan of Irbuv Hasatan. Kedil Arbeid is Hasatan. The evil ones becoming confused by our Tkiyas, by our Avaidah. And he brings a famous teaching of Rabbi Chaim Vital, the greatest of the Talmidim of the Ari HaKadosh,
Rabbi Chaim Vital is discussing what he heard from his Rebbe, the Arizal, regarding the reality that the Doirois are mismat in Vahol, that the generations over time have diminished in the spiritual luster, in the spiritual greatness. And because of that, Rabbi Chaim Vital heard from the Arizal even something regarding himself and his life. Rabbi Chaim Vital heard from the Rebbe HaKadosh that because of what has happened over the years, since we first became Hashem's people, that because of what's taken place over those years, that the Doirois, the generations, have become further and further away, and the misery, the suffering, the darkness of Golos has created a sense of distance and has become more and more difficult over time to find Hashem in the darkness. That because of that, there is a tooth that over the years, whatever avodas Hashem, whatever service of Hashem is being offered to the Creator of the universe, to the Master of the world, becomes increasingly choshev, becomes increasingly precious. Ad kedei kach, that even a davar katan, even a small thing, even a tefillah kala, even a physical gesture that a Jew makes, an effort to get up in the morning, to go to shul, to perform a mitzvah, is already very, very, very chashuv. And Hashem has brought us more than it was in the past. Sure, you remember there's a famous Moshe Chofetz Chaim gave. Chofetz Chaim gave this Moshe because of something that once happened to him. That there was a Jew that was in the lumber business. And Chofetz Chaim always would speak to people about how they were doing and how their panosa was. And he asked this fellow how he was doing, how the business was going. And it was the time of peace, and the man said it wasn't going well. It was very, very difficult to earn a living. Then the Chofetz Chaim met this person that was at the time of the First World War. And the Chofetz Chaim asked him, how are things going? How's business? And the Yid said, Rabbi, Baruch Hashem, it's never been better. So Chofetz Chaim said, I don't understand. Some years ago when I met you, and there was peace here in Europe, you said Parnassus was not going well, and now you're telling me that it's great. So the man said, Rebbe, I'm sorry to benefit from the misfortune of others, but you know, most of my competition has already disappeared. So I'm really one of the only people that's left in business as a result of the Muhammad. Therefore, whoever wants to buy a shtick holz, a piece of wood, he has to come to me. So Chofetz Chaim had a gewaltige simcha for me. The Chofetz Chaim said that, you know, it used to be the Rishonim, Tzaddikim, Rashi, and the Rambam, and the Ramban, and then later on there were great, great Achroinim, Shagasayeh, Yechasam Sofer, and so on. Great people. So the Baruch Shalom had many, many, many addresses to turn to. And business was booming. Therefore, every mitzvah that was offered up by a Jew, especially by a simple Jew, didn't necessarily have the chesivas, the yakras, the value. But the Chofetz Chaim said, but in our times, the Milchamas, the Tsaris, so So the Chofetz Chaim said that there are very few Jews that still remember that there's a Borei Olam, that there's a Creator. And there are very few who are left in the world that are still in the midst of business altogether. They're still davening and still learning. So the Borei Olam gazes upon the earth and he comes upon a Jew that gets up and he davens, even though the davening is not so gewaldic like it used to be. But the Borei Olam says, I'll take it. I'll take it. From what I have, from what's out there, to me, this is a rare commodity. But it's not only with mitzvahs, the Satmar Rav says. That even mitzvahs that in the past would not have been considered necessarily acts of self-sacrifice worthy of Hashem's special attention. But the Satmar Rav says that when we talk about Averis as well, there were acts that in the past, because of the Madrega that earlier generations were on, there were acts of rebelliousness that were considered to be horrific sins. That in that atmosphere of holiness, in the world that was filled with God's light, there were things that took place that in those days were considered to be horrible, horrible avails. That one would go against the tide of Kiddush. So those avails were horrible back then. If he goigel madregosim, because of the great madrega, the Jews were on it in earlier times. But many of these things, as Satmar Rebbe said, many of these things in our generation, which is a Dor Shofel Ma'od, which is very, very low, many of these things nowadays would not be considered to be, again, according to the shiftless, the low, diminished stature of the generation will not be considered to be as horrible as when they took place in the past. And therefore, the Satmar Rav says that every year, Mischalshim Halavavos, as the hearts of the Jewish people grow weaker and weaker, and as we become more tired over the years, of a dying Loinoi Shami, year after year, that redemption hasn't come. And year after year, the Nisyonos are misrabim, that we never ever would have dreamt of the kind of Nisyonos when we were younger just a few years ago. We never ever would have dreamt of the type of challenges, the Nisyonos, that almost every Jewish boy and girl, children are already facing from an early age. Allah has come to come, adults. And with that, the Satmar Rav says, the Hester Bonim is thicker and thicker, the concealment, the covering, the cloud that is shrouding Hashem's presence. And remember the Satmar Rav was saying this a short time after the Holocaust. And the Jews that he was speaking to were the Sheiros HaKleipa. Jews like my parents and some of your parents and grandparents. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, when the Son of Man, when the other one, the evil one, comes to be Makachi, when the evil one comes to complain, to find faults, to fill his black bag with the blackness of our behavior this past year. And he's able to come up with quite a collection, chavilas, of all types of things which, strictly speaking, al pi din, deraisas, derabbanans, things that are forbidden from the Torah, things that are forbidden from the Chachamim, words that were spoken things that we saw with our eyes, filth that was filling our minds. And the evil one comes with these chavilas, with these packages. So Sabrav says that every year we're able to say to the Sultan Dalifa, you should know that what we're living with this year and what we've been through this year and the beatings that we've taken this past year, whether it's in Gashmias or in Ruchnias, whether it's a marriage that has been broken, a child who's left the fold, whether it's another Jew sitting someplace on that floor in the hospital, not the maternity ward. Another Milchama, more of our brothers' faces in the newspaper, haunting us, families, levayas, lives interrupted. All of that besides the unbelievable nisyonos that our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents would have passed out, would have fainted if they would see the things that a typical person looks at in one day on his handheld device. And I'm not talking about that the Chofetz Chaim would have passed out. A regular, simple poshet to you would have fainted. So Satmar says we are able to say to the Sultan, Reb Sultan, this year we should tell you, want to tell you, that according to the level of Hester Kohen concealment, and according to the type, the intensity of Nisyanis that has been unleashed into our lives, we're sorry to inform you, or pleased to inform you, that what you were able to have as last year's Averis this year is no longer Averis. And not being judged as sins, according to Amadrega and Shammai. And not only that, Reb Sultan, your mitzvah bag that you have there on the side, which looks like it's very empty. It's our mitzvahs and schusim, the masim toivim, that we didn't do. The kind of things that our parents and grandparents, the mitzvahs they performed, the acts of kindness and so on, we didn't do. And because of that, the bag, the chavilas of mitzvahs are very, very light and empty. But you should know, Reb Sultan, that something that wasn't a mitzvah this last year, that very same act that might not have been a mitzvah, would not have been considered in God's eyes as something, as any type of an act of great and serious nefesh, of any serious type of self-sacrifice, for a person to put the thing down, for a person just to put the thing away for a half hour of davening. Whatever it is, that last year wasn't the mitzvah. For a person to turn his head in a different direction for 30 seconds. To control one's temper. Because of the kind of stress that we're living with in our times. So last year, that might not have been a mitzvah. It wouldn't have qualified as a mitzvah, the Satmar says. But this year, because of what's happened over the course of the year, what the Master of the World himself has brought upon us, and what's going on in the world, that this year, these are already drawn yikarim b'chashuvim ad ma'oy. These are already very, very precious and important items that belong in the bag of mitzvahs of schusim, of merits, Tzarnov says that the sudden becomes mabulbul. Every year, the sudden becomes confused. Because the sudden doesn't know, this year, what's a mitzvah, what's an aveira? I don't understand anymore. Last year, that was an aveira. This year, it's considered a mitzvah. Last year, that wasn't considered a mitzvah. And this year, it's considered a mitzvah. Once, I think in Lag BaOmer, or maybe it was by the Rebbe's yard site, I told you a ma'aseh from Tzemach Tzedek. I'm not going to go over the story now, but just to remind those of you who heard it. Well, there was an Indian where the Tzemach Tzedek was talking in front of a very large gathering of Chassidim about a certain Jew who during the course of his life had done some terrible things. And because of that, the Tzemach said he was being brought to a bezin above to be judged. And the bezin consisted, I don't remember, it was the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef and the Rif and the Rambam, such a bezin. And Shemai, the neshamas of the Rishonim, three of the giants were brought for a bezin. And Tzemach Tzedek said that this Yid Tainid, what kind of a bezin is this? The Rambam, the Rif, the Beis Yosef, what kind of a bezin? So the Malachim told him, a bezin, the very chosh of a bezin. What, you have a better bezin than this? So he said, no, this bezin is too good. What do they understand what it's like, what it was like? These are Malachim, these are Tzaddikim from early generations. Did they have to live in my village? Did they see what was going on in that mud hole that God put me in? Do they know what I went through? I don't feel it's fair to be judged. This is not a jury of my peers. I don't feel that it's fair to be judged by such a bezin. So Tzemach said, it said that there was, and they brought, okay, so they took away the Beis Yosef, the Rambam, whoever that was. They took them away, he passed them up. And they brought three other, later, great people. And this Yid, this Peshaya, this Chayte says, in all due respect, what are you kidding? These are big people. And this is going on until finally Tzemach Tzedek said to all the Chassidim that were out there, he said, Rabbi, say, what do you say? And he told him what this person was accused of. Do you think that this person is innocent or is he guilty? And nobody knew what they were just sitting there. And Tzemach Tzedek said, I believe that he's innocent. What do you think? And the whole Oilem started to scream out at the top of their lungs, innocent, innocent, innocent. It was understood that was the bezin. So when we ask Hashem, to be written in Sefer Zechuyos, to be written in the Book of Merits, and we ask Hashem, Shi'ar B'Zechiyu Seinu, the verse will increase our merits. So I was thinking that we come Slichus, Nachas Slichus, so many years, and Mashiach hasn't come, and it has to come in his worse. And when we come to Hashem's book this year, and you and I are going to say in a few minutes, Lo yivachesed, lo yivachesed, lo yivachesed, we're not coming to you with great acts of kindness that we did this past year. And we're not coming to you with ma'asim, with actions that we're proud of from this past year. And as far as our mitzvahs are concerned, those are our aveiros. Boishnu v'nechlamnu. The long boishas upon him were humiliated. And as far as our mitzvahs and ma'as and toivim are concerned, kedalim kirashim, we're impoverished. And in many ways, I'm sure that many of you, like myself, feel that with all of the good hachlotis, with all of the resolutions from last Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that I feel more impoverished than I've ever been in my entire life. And especially when I think of my parents, they should be well. And I remember the stories that I heard about my grandparents and their mysterious nefesh. The poorer, the more impoverished, the more miserable I see myself. So maybe that's why, because of what we just learned from this Admiral. Maybe that's why we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Begoydel ahavos v'chem loscha," because of your great love that you've told us that you have for us. The infinite love that we were talking about from Kedushas Levi by Shalosh Yudas. We're asking you, Rabbi Shalom, we're asking you to look at what we've done this past year. Rabbi Shalom, look at our Averis of this year. But don't look at our Averis with the eyes of our parents and grandparents' generations. Don't look at our Averis with the Bezdin of the Beis Yosef, of the Rambam and the Riff. And as far as our mitzvahs are concerned, Rabbi Shalom, look at our mitzvahs. It's true that our mitzvahs are very, very poor. We do them half-heartedly. Our davening is without kavana. Our mitzvahs are filled with pnius, all kinds of different motivations and so on. But Rabbi Shalom, we're asking you to look at all the nisyonos that we're in. Look at all the years that have passed. And according to the shiftless of our generation, according to the darkness of our generation, can we ask you, Rabbi Shalom, as we've asked you last year? And the evil one himself doesn't get it. But can we ask you, Rabbi Shalom, Yehi Ratzon that it should be your will, that our schusim should be increased this year. Ad ein shir. All of the slichos that we say, I'm sure that all of you notice this. We're going to say in a few minutes, but it's the whole slichos, especially Erev Rosh Hashanah. But all the slichos, every second line in slichos is the same thing. What we're going to say tonight. Pnei ma'alat loz. Va'allach atoz. Rabbi Shalom, look at the tzaris and don't look at our sins. Tzadeh tzayakecha ma'afli p'lois. Rabbi Shalom, find the schus in those who are calling out to you because you are a wonder worker. K'shoiv na'chimunan alokim Hashem tzavakos. Roish laharim echlam u'boishim. We're embarrassed and lift up our heads. We stink. We smell. Kil kalnu yisharim b'sarei shibashu. We've been the kalp of the straight path that you set us on when you sent our beautiful neshamas into this world. We have damaged the beauty of the Torah that you've given to us. And karko paneinu b'chein kovashu. That's lichus for tonight. And we bury our heads in the ground in shame. But then what do we say? The tzoros, terrible tzoros on every side, mikol tzad. Your sheep, your flock are totally lost. You're not leading them anymore. We turn to one side and the axe falls upon us. We turn to the left and our enemies are ambushing us, waiting by the roads, waiting in hidden, waiting in broken buildings to blow us up, to kill our children. And nechar royos, your eyes see all of this. Tiyena kukuchas, they should stay open. Oini ve'inui mitzarvus amasuchas. Poverty and misery, mitzarvus amasuchas. Sefer l'rinu l'ritzoy tachachas. Therefore, sabbos v'hafoich v'drachecha nechachas. Turn everything around. All of this leads. All of the slichas are a combination, pay attention to the words, are a combination of begging for Hashem's forgiveness, expressing our feeling of sickness and self-contempt. with what we've done, of disgust. But then in the same breath, we look up and we try a little bit to take a peek to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got an angry look on his face. And we detect a little bit in his eyes the infinite rahmanis that he has for the children that he's put through all of these things. And we're therefore able to say, do we get another upgrade on this chusin? Those things that normally would not have been mitzvahs, what do you say? Can you count it this year as a mitzvah? Based upon the devaluation, can you count it as a mitzvah? And what do you say about the aveiros? They're disgusting, but based upon the world is disgusting, and the world that you drop me off in, that based upon this world, is it possible that the aveiros is not as horrible as it used to be? The something is mixed up, the something's confused, Rabbi Shalom. What do you say? So now we understand why we ask that it should be like a remind, like a pomegranate. So everybody knows that Gemara Devin Poyshe Yisrael Malay Mitzvahs Kerimayim, that even the worst Jewish sinners, Poyshe, it doesn't mean it's a mistake. Poyshe Yisrael means intentional sinners. So the Gemara says, if you'll Poyshe Yisrael Malay Mitzvahs Kerimayim, even the worst sinners are filled with the mitzvahs like a pomegranate. So everybody's talking about this. What does it mean that a poisheya? How can it be that poisheya Yisrael are filled with mitzvahs? And that's when you start counting the seeds. That all you come up with is that this pomegranate is filled with seeds. But how is it possible that poisheya Yisrael are malei mitzvahs kerima? But maybe according to the Yisrael that we learned from this Hatmarav, we can now understand. We're holding now by Ikvis of the Mashiach HaMamish, and we're buried over our heads, Mamish, in terrible things. So on the books, it's a generation of Poshe Yisrael. Rabbi say, on the books, I'm the biggest Poshe, I'm not saying any of the other people here, but on the books were Poshe Yisrael, and our grandparents and great-grandparents, if they would watch us, from that place, they would be embarrassed that we're their children. But maybe because of the shiflus of the times, and maybe because of the nisyonos, and maybe because of the hester upon them, maybe because of the terrible, terrible disappointments, unbelievable disappointments over the years that we've suffered. Maybe just due to the fact that we're the children and the grandchildren of Jews who went through such a thing. That maybe, it's possible, maybe, that every tiny little thing that we do that's good, maybe Rabbi Shalom elevated, maybe he elevates it to something very big, like Rabbi Chaim Vital heard from his Rebbe. And maybe the things, the bigger various that we've done, maybe the Rabbi Shalom, because of his love for us, maybe he makes them smaller. So it's possible, perhaps, that Poshe Yisrael like ourselves are Malayan Mitzvahs Kerima Mamish. And it's not just a number of seeds. There's something unique about the Rimayin. It's not just that it's filled with seeds. The Gemara in Brachos on Avot Beis says there's a chiddush by a rima. There's something new by a rima, a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush says that even the peel of the rima, the klipa of the pomegranate, there's an iser orla even on the peel of the, even on the klipa of the rima. Why? Is there an iser orla? In other words, it has a chshivus. The peel is considered to be very, very chashuv because of its thickness. Because the klipa is unbelievably strong, powerful. The klipa of the rimayin, as is explained in the Mishnah, that without the klipa, the fruit wouldn't be able to exist. The chla. So maybe I feel a place is so Malayan mitzvahs to remind me that because we live in a generation where the klipas are so unbelievably thick, maybe because we live in a time where the tumah is something beyond anything we could have ever imagined, and with all of that, I once mentioned to you that tzaddikim say, it's brought with us, the rest of I heard from other tzaddikim, that Elul's Rosh HaTevis, Ev Shalamu L'Skayim L'Fanecha, Ev Shalamu L'Skayim L'Fanecha, that with all of that, we still are getting up and trying to be Jews. From this whole world, what does the Bereshim have Nachas Ruach from this whole place? Therefore, we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Hachanam, officially on the books, it's Reprisha Yisrael, it's true. But every little tenua toiv, they make a little gesture. Every good thought, everything that we do is Oich Bot is also good. Is Oich HaMitzvah is also a mitzvah. Is Oich HaSchus. Is Oich HaShtikl Mesiris Nefesh. HaShtikl Kir Veselukim. A little bit of chiyas has something, it's a schus, and we can say kasvein and say it's a chuyas. So ashamnu mikol am, boishnu mikol dar. We're more embarrassed. The things that we've done are more embarrassing than anything that's ever happened in the past. It's the worst. Boishnu mikol dar. And therefore it's emes v'nachim. The Lord of Chesed will be ma'asim bonu l'fanachim. Kedal m'kidur l'chirash and d'afakim l'l'sefer. Biz yoynis and poishim and ashamu and begadim and l'zalim. But we ask you, Rabbi Shalom, to look at the tlos, at the tzoros, the gashmis and the ruchmis. Look at the thickness of the klipa of the rimar of this generation, of our hearts. How hard it is to get a feeling, to have any emotions these days. And it's not just anywhere you go. You do daven, there are only a few tiny little places here and there, and even there every year it's getting harder and harder, that there should be real and sincere avodah and davening, and leaving a turn with a fire with a bread, it's getting harder and harder. So in the end of the stories that I told you when we were all younger, a long time ago, and I hope you remember, it'll take a minute. So Maisa from Reb Motel Chernobyl is Lucy Galena. The Reb Motel Chernobyl had many, many chassidim, as you know. The son of the Marinayim is a big, big tzaddik. One of the chassidim was a very wealthy person. And he had a big mansion. And he was very good natured. And he left all the chassidim who were traveling, all the shlepers, everybody was allowed to come to his house. And they would stay for a day, for a week, for 2 weeks. And he had a house filled with tzebroch and yid. Him and his wife had one requirement. Remember what that was? He made them take everybody that came into the house. There was a little room there when he came in. Everybody had to take off their boots. Because there was, the whole world then, the whole Russia, the Russia is still, everything was blotted, was mud, was filth. And they had a very beautiful home with expensive marble floors, whatever. And the one thing that the man in his Rebbetzin didn't want is that the Chassidim should go traipsing through with making everything dirty. So they had this Indian that they had to take off. Once you're in, you're treated like a king. Once happened that the Rebbe himself, the Motel Chernobyl, came to visit this Jew. He knocked on the door. You can imagine the Yid, this wonderful person, was shocked to see the Rebbe there. Maybe for a second, you know, he invited the Rebbe in, maybe for a second he looked out to see the boots. But he wouldn't tell the Rebbe to take off his shoes. And he welcomed the Rebbe in, and he didn't know what this was about. And the Rebbe just sat down across the table, schmoozing a little bit. The Rebbe told him, I have to tell you something. There was a Yid some years ago, 200 whatever years ago, there was a Yid who did every aveira in the Torah. A Rosh HaPosheyimam, the rice of your blood and everything. But even the worst Jew has some schusim. And it happened once that this Jew was going someplace. He was traveling through the forest. And he was going, it was a very, very rainy day. There was a lot of filth and schmutz and everything, the mud. And he heard there was screaming and crying coming from someplace in the forest. And he's a Yid, so he went to see what is this. And he saw there was a beautiful Jewish family. And they were stuck, and the wagon was sinking deeper and deeper, and the horse, everything was going into the mud. And the family could die there in the forest, in the cold, didn't know what to do. So he brought his horse to see them. He came with his wagon. And, the kids said he was able to get the wagon out to save this family. And so, as a result of all of that, this Jew, that this Russia that saved the family, became sick. He had pneumonia, and he died. And he came to the Bezer Shomala. So they came to make a dintar, but it was a joke. The bad malachim came right away with big peklach, with all kinds of bad things. His whole life was doing bad things. And mitzvah samasim toivim. So they put onto the good scale, onto the good side of the scale, they put the fact that he saved the family. So they put that onto the scale. It's a big inin, and it made quite an impression on the scale. But there was no hope for the guy. So the bad malachim said, take him away. But the good malach said, one second, hold on a second. What about he didn't only save this family, but then this family, they were able to have children and grandchildren. So what about all of this Muslim? All these generations that he brought into the world from him, that he saved that family, they have kids and grandchildren. So they said, what kind of thing is that? That's not who he saved. And then, but there was this, so they waited for the psak, and psak, and now put it on the scale. He's right. So they put it on the scale. Oh, mamish close. Dairus, so came close. But it's not good. So the bad mouth says, that's enough ready with this dintarim. And they're taking him away. And the mouth says, hold, the good mouth says, hold on a second. Wait, 1 second. What about, it's not fair. What about the horses? Someone says, well, what about the horses? Also. That he saved the horses and the enikos from the horses, and therefore this should. So he said, "Rachma v'kol ma'aser." What do you mean? Rachma v'kol ma'aser, the Hashem's creature. So he says, "Ah, that's ridiculous." But the psak came down. Horse? There's a horse. Of course. So the horses put him on the scale. The horse is on the scale. No, schusim from the fed. What does it happen? A little bit mason, kind of a ration something. So this is already finished, and they're pulling him away, and the good malach screams, one second, I have one more. So what is it with you? We already put the whole family, all the descendants, and the horses. What do you want with this? She says, what about the filth? What about the mud? What about the filth? She said, what about the filth? That doesn't have to do with it. She says, no, he had to go with a lot of mud. You should put the mud also on the scale. She says, what does that do? That's not the din. That's not the shayla. She said, no. Why? Yes. Put the mud. All the mud should be put on this. Whatever. With the family, the horses, and him, the mud, the blood, the filth. Has to all be put on this. So the Rebbe, the Rebbe Chernobyl, looked to this youth, this wealthy person, said, I want you to know, my friend, that you are that Jew. And I want you to know that the psak was in Shemayim that they would allow you to come back into the world. And that it would be seen in the world how would you deal, what compassion would you have on Jews who were dirty? What feelings would you have for Jews who went through this world and became covered with mud and dirt? So the man said, the Olam is invited in. Everybody leave their boots on. Everybody could step. And whenever I tell over this story, and I told it first over to students of mine maybe 30 years ago, I would say that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be so interesting. All the tzaddikim from the Fida Gadaris, this could be just an illusion, this is my right. But all the tzaddikim from the Fida generation is going to be sitting in this big place. I don't know where they're going, what kind of stadium this is going to be. and they're going to be sitting in this big place, there's all kinds of screens probably and stuff, and they're going to be single, tzaddikim, and then there's going to be like the front row, there's going to be this generation, Ikvus of the Mashiach. It's going to be very loud, you know, guys screaming, wearing t-shirts, Mashiach is here, and guys like throwing popcorn at each other, and you know, all kinds of spitballs, and everybody yelling, and this guy is waiting to his girlfriend from the other aisle. All kinds of stuff is going on. And in the back are sitting all these tzaddikim, and said, what are they? Who put them in the front? What happened over here? Who's in charge of seating? Over here, this is already true. You can't pay people over here. So how did it happen that this chevra got to the front? And at that moment, when there's a big kitru from the tzaddikim in our generation, each and every one of us is going to lift up our feet, and we're going to show the tzaddikim, Taya, Haile tzaddikim, you have no idea. In all due respect, you have no idea what kind of mud we went through. You have no idea. We're embarrassed, we're ashamed. I composed the old song, we ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. I don't want to finish the whole song. This is who we are. The lefi, the mud on our boots. It certainly has to make a roshim on God's scales. Hashem is Baruch should judge each and every one of us to be marvelous for your saying, to increase the schusim. Hashem should look at every little good thing that any one of us, any Jew in the world has done this year. Any good machshavah that even a Jew who hasn't made a brach his whole life, who hasn't put on a pair of tefillin, a Jew who's done every aver in the world, but he still is crying this past couple of months because he felt that he's part of our people, that Hashem should take all of these things and should be put onto the big scale. And all of our Yisrael should be nefkam and sifru shel tzaddikim for a good and healthy year, 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 for a good and health